Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. With media reports of new stars being observed, is God still creating stars? That's the headline. Don DeYoung comes to explain these new stars.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We received an email question. He says, if God finished his creative work on day six of creation, why are stars still being formed? What would you say to this listener to the broadcast?
So the thought is, are stars being created today? First of all, when God creates, it's from nothing. It's supernatural. God spoke the universe into existence. He said, let there be light, and there it was. That kind of thing is not happening anywhere today. This universe was made and is complete, and it's kind of been coasting ever since the week of creation. Now, the second thought, when it comes to these stars, gravity holds stars together. Our sun is a sphere of gas, but gravity keeps it from dissipating. In space, we do see vast gas clouds. We call them nebula. And in some cases, perhaps some parts of these gas clouds are collapsing to form new stars. This is not creation because the material is already there. Now, at the same time, gas clouds are large. We do not see any new stars popping into existence or turning on. But what we do see are stars in a great variety. So to actually form a new star would take much more time than we've had available. So it's a little bit misleading when the news says we see new stars forming. No, we really just see stars in all the different forms that God made.
There's an interesting phrase pertaining to a star, a particular star. That phrase is the bright and morning star. It's used throughout the Bible. Can you explain that term?
Well, yes. I think that term, the bright and morning star, is a picture. It's really a symbol of the Lord Jesus.
I'm reminded of Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, where Jesus said, I am the bright and morning star. That's pertaining to the future.
Well, certainly. You know, God is light. That's one good description. And it's interesting, Jimmy, even to think about the future day in the New Jerusalem. It says there'll be no need of the sun because the light of the Lord will give light. That bright morning star will be there and will have heavenly light.
Don DeYoung responding to the question, is God still creating new stars? We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Don had a great answer to our listener, is God still creating new stars? I especially enjoyed Don's response to my question about the bright and morning star, which, of course, is referring to Jesus Christ there in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...